If manifestation actually worked the way it has been marketed on social media across the world, then the most obsessed people in the world would be the happiest people. Because if we look around, everyone is practicing affirmations, everybody is talking about visualization and manifestation. But are they actually living their ideal life? Are they aligned? Are they living their purpose? And are they actually happy and fulfilled? If we actually look around, stress, anxiety, impatience, frustration, and burnout are at an all-time high. And here is the uncomfortable truth. The harder you try to manifest something, the more you are silently telling the universe you don't have it. And that's why most manifestation techniques collapse under pressure. But over thousands of years ago, Sri Krishna gave a truth that is thousands and thousands of times more powerful than the manifestation that can happen through the ego. And that is devotion. And today we will understand how this is infinitely more powerful than any manifestation technique and how to harness it to live our ideal life, our best life. And this one shift can accelerate you towards your ideal life without stress or force or obsession. So watch this till the end, because this can completely change how you chase goals in your life forever. In the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna makes one of the strongest promises that has ever been made in the scriptures. He goes on to say, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Which means, those who constantly remember me, who are devoted to me without distraction, I personally take responsibility for their lives. I bring them what they lack and I protect what they already have. And let that sink in, because it is so powerful. Krishna says, yogakshemam vahamyaham. The destiny of those individuals who surrender to God, to that infinite intelligence, is mine. And I will take care of their yogakshema, which is their well-being. It is such a bold promise and it is such a direct statement that we need to pay a lot of attention here, and we need to decode it to truly understand what he was speaking about. Krishna is not saying, I will support you, I will help wherever I can. And he is not even saying, I will support you spiritually, but you handle the world. He instead says, I will carry the burden of your life. This is where he is clearly speaking about the power of devotion. So pay attention to this simple diagram here. The image of this individual person that you are looking at, along with this small I that exists in the center, is the individual limited ego. Each and every one of us right now are this individual person. We have a limited ego which says, I am this person and I am identified with this body and I have this body and I am living a certain kind of life and I have different goals that I want to achieve in life. All of these things and all of these concepts are coming from a place of limited identity or ego. Whenever we practice affirmations, visualization, or any manifestation technique for that matter, almost always people come from the place of limited identity or ego. Now, because this ego is limited, the will of it, which is highlighted by this small circle, is also limited. So, the ego has a limited identity and so it has limited willpower as well. And no matter what we do from that limited perspective, the outcomes that we can achieve in our lives will also be limited. Because first of all, whatever this person is able to see in this world is also limited. The opportunities that you will be able to recognize in the world are also very limited based on how open you are and how aware you are. Your own limiting beliefs will not allow you to see opportunities that exist right in front of you. So whenever you're operating from the place of ego, whatever you perceive in the world is limited, and whatever goals you set are also limited. But now let's look at the bigger circle here, which represents the divine will or the infinite consciousness. We can also call it God or Krishna, because Krishna is not a person. It is non-local. It is that infinite divine intelligence. Now, when we surrender this limited will, we are actually not giving up anything. We are just recognizing our infinite potential, our limitless potential, and we are simply surrendering this temporary limited identification to realize that infinite divine intelligence that exists within us. And when we operate from this place, our perspective is not limited to this. Our perspective itself is infinite, and we are open to infinite possibilities and infinite opportunities, and anything is possible. So that is what Krishna speaks of when he says, pay complete attention to me and surrender yourself to me, the infinite. And when you surrender yourself to the infinite, you become the infinite, and from that place, anything and everything will naturally happen, because you are no longer operating unconsciously from the ego or with the limited will, but you are harnessing the divine infinite will, which can accelerate things for you and which can bring anything that you need in the moment. If we are totally honest, our willpower is limited. Our discipline is limited. Our energy, time, clarity, emotional stability, all are limited. But yet, we try to manifest things with these limited capacities and capabilities. But if we inquire deeply, who is wanting? Who wants to manifest? It is that limited ego which wants to manifest. It is this limited identity which wants to create. And the desire itself is coming from a place of lack and scarcity, and from a place of limited identity. And so many times the desires themselves, the goals themselves that we set for ourselves are meaningless, are very superficial. And even when we have a holistic vision, when we operate from this limited identity, it is a very stressful and a very rough journey. So the finite can only produce finite things. But devotion is something very different. At the level of devotion, you say, I'm no longer acting as the owner of my life. I act as the instrument of a higher intelligence, and I am that higher intelligence deep within. Now with this, there is another important concept that we'll need to cover, and that is the concept of Karma Yoga. In the second chapter, 14th verse, Shri Krishna says, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Focus on your actions, but detach from the outcomes of your action. Leave that to the divine intelligence, he says. Now there is a very, very profound depth to that statement and a meaning to that statement. And many, many people who even study Bhagavad Gita misinterpret this concept of Karma Yoga. Today, let's clarify that, because that is also tied to devotion and that is also tied to manifestation. Now pay attention to the two people here. There is person A and there is person B. Person B has a goal of building his business and taking it to the world and to employ thousands and thousands of people and to take his mission as an entrepreneur to the world. And person A also has the same vision. He also has the same goal. So the goal and the vision are both the same. And let's say, hypothetically, their skills are also same. Their education level is the same. Their skills are the same. The opportunities that exist around them are the same. But now, let's say the person B is extremely identified with that goal. He is constantly worrying about that outcome. And his entire focus is on the goal itself. And he's constantly worrying about, when will I achieve it? When will I fulfill my desires? And how long will it take? Why is it not happening? And so on. Whereas the person A, once he has set the vision, once he has taken the firm sankalpa, he has let go of it to the divine intelligence, and he operates from the place of that infinite awareness instead of the limited ego. So the only difference here is that the person B is operating from the place of ego and the person A is operating from the place of awareness and consciousness. And he has detached himself from the outcomes of his action. Now, in this scenario, who is more likely to achieve his vision? Obviously, the person A, because the fundamental law of resonance and vibration states that like attracts like. Person A, when he is detached from the outcomes of his action, he is complete within. He is full within. He is not thinking that that goal will make me fulfilled or happy because he is detached from it. He is happy here and now. He is full and complete here and now. And he's just focusing on his actions. And because his focus and his energy are just on the actions themselves transform and they lead him to his ideal life. And apart from this, he's coming from a place of fullness and completeness here and now. He's not waiting for that outcome to happen to feel complete inside. He's a karma yogi. He's already complete inside. And he is acting from that place of completeness, from that place of detachment to the outcomes of his action. So, the deeper law behind manifestation is yad bhavam tad bhavati. The starting point is the end point. From which bhava, from which state of being we act, that is what we will manifest in this world and that is what we will create in this world. The man who is obsessed with his goals and his outcomes either does not achieve it, or even if he achieves it, he goes through a lot of stress, anxiety, pressure, burnout and resistance and he loses out on other aspects of life like his relationships or his health. So, through the wisdom of ancient Gita, first of all, we need to understand that when we let go of this individual will and when we surrender this individual will to the divine intelligence, to the infinite consciousness, we begin to act from that place, from that infinite potential. And we will leverage that power to create our ideal life. And once we begin to harness that infinite power, things will beautifully fall into place. Like Krishna says, he will take care of us. And that divine intelligence will guide us and lead us with intuitions. And everything will unfold naturally with least effort and with least resistance. Whereas, if we stay extremely attached to the outcomes and if we always operate from the place of individual will, then we always suffer. We always go through stress and anxiety. And since we are coming from a place of lack and scarcity, because when we are too much attached with the outcomes, in our energy, we believe that that goal doesn't exist right now. And I don't have it right now. And when your energy is in that way, and when you're coming from a place of scarcity, you will always manifest more scarcity. When you come from a place of fullness and detachment, you manifest that fullness again. So this is why devotion is thousands and thousands of times more powerful than manifestation. And devotion is not a technique, it is not a tool, it is a way of life. It is a deep understanding of what reality is and what God is. And when we surrender our will to that infinite consciousness, whatever limitations we might have, whatever karmic patterns we might have, everything can be transcended because that infinite power can guide us to any place and it can grant us anything. And here's how you apply this starting today. Number one, set your vision clearly. Don't be vague. Clarity is important. But in the beginning, if you are not able to fully be clear on what your ideal life is, just start by thinking about your ideal life as a life of fulfillment, abundance, love, clarity, and contribution. That is sufficient to begin with. Number two, detach from the outcomes emotionally. No constant checking, no desperation. Just surrender that goal or that outcome to God and focus on your actions. And number three, offer your daily actions to that divine intelligence. And before doing any work, say this is not for my ego, but this is an offering. And number four, trust the timing completely. If something gets delayed, it is protection, it is not punishment. Just believe in the divine timing. And number five, stay present. Act fully now, not mentally in the future. This is Karma Yoga infused with Bhakti. So ultimately, this is the difference between superficial manifestation and deep devotion. In manifestation, we say, I want reality to obey me and I want to achieve my goals. Whereas in devotion, we say, I surrender myself to that infinite intelligence, and that divine intelligence and that God will guide me and will take me to my ideal life.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.